Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier, and it's my pleasure to be with you for the next 3 hours. The first hour, we've got Siri in to talk to us, and we'll introduce them in a minute. Then we've got Cindy McLeish to come in and tell us what's been going on around the area and what is going on in the area. And between 2 and 3, we've got an opportunity, and if you're a bit of an older person, we're going to talk about how you can save some money on your water. And also, if you're part of a group, it's worthwhile listening also, because I do believe there are some grants available through Yarra Valley Water. So let's listen. Not very often we can give you the opportunity to save a bit of money, or if you're part of a group, to actually earn some money. But first of all, being the fourth Wednesday in the month, between 12 and 1, we have Siri in with us, and I have both Rob and Helen. They're involved with training down at Siri, so we're going to find out a bit about them. We have spoken to Helen. I don't think we actually spoke to her. She's been in here once, but we'll talk to the two of them. But first of all, welcome Helen and Rob.
Lovely to be here. Thank you.
Good afternoon.
Great to have the two of you. Helen, I've got to ask you... you've been there now how long at Siri?
I started in late January, so that would be coming up to 5 months.
Oh, right. So you know a bit about the organisation down there by now. And
I am learning very, very quickly.
And what about you, Rob? How long have you been involved?
I've been there for approximately 9 months. I was brought on board to undertake a special project for Siri.
All right. So now you're both in training, so... Let's first of all, Rob, let's hear what this special project is that you've been working on.
Well, the project's around designing a new qualification for the early childhood education area. The qualification's not just theory-based, which is what most programs are about. This is actually designing virtual reality, which is going to be incorporated into it. And right. We've actually designed those modules. And it's also using robot babies. So it's making it more fun.
All right, so first of all, I've got to ask you, Rob, what got you involved with Siri and what's your background? Have you been involved with early childhood development, or have you been more on the designing programs?
Well, my background's in education and training. I've been in it for about, about 40 years, in a whole range of roles.
Starting off as a teacher, or...?
I actually started out in the Air Force and became an instructor in the... particular area that I worked in.
Yep.
And then from there, just moved into other roles around training management and executive roles in a whole range of different types of organisations, including, registered training organisations, which is where Siri comes in.
I've got to ask you, whereabouts were you in the Air Force? Whereabouts were you based?
I was based originally in Laverton and then went to Williamstown, working with the old Mirages.
We talk Williamstown in Victoria, or
Williamstown in New South Wales.
Oh, I was going to say I thought it was New South Wales, because there's a bit. The Air Force have got a big place down in Sale too, don't they? They do training and all that too.
That's been expanded to be really their flying centre.
And the flying roulettes fly out of there.
Yes, definitely. Yes. I actually worked down there with the training organisation for about 4 years at a Bairnsdale in the East Gippsland area.
Yeah, it's good. I used to go down there for work often, and I used to make sure I was in Sale for lunch and you could watch the roulettes, because I don't know how many days a week they practice, but I know they're up there just about every time I was there.
Well, they do it a lot, yes. Yeah.
Anyway, we're not here to talk about that. So in the childhood development, or early childhood, what sort of, I mean, you're saying that it's in sort of, what were you, I can't remember the word you used.
Well, look, the project itself came about from a lot of research and discussion that took place with the sector. Yep. And it was identified that there was a rather large attrition rate for young students who were commencing the Certificate 3 in early childhood. No, they didn't complete the qualification. Based on that and a lot of further discussion with people in the sector, it was decided that we'd put forward an application to the state government to get some funding to do this development.
Yep.
The project itself is around, putting the new qualification together, which we've completed. We're just waiting for the final accreditation, which is what needs to take place.
Yep.
And then that's been linked to a number of virtual reality modules, which are very specific to the education centre. And they've actually been filmed in the Churnside Park Education Centre.
Oh, good. When you say it's going to add on to this, does that mean that it will take longer to get the qualification, or is it just more something else has been moved aside to embed it in there?
No, it's new, as I said, and it's going to take a shorter time frame. Certainly with an with a certificate 3 as an example, it takes 12 months or more. Yep. This one will take around 3 to 4 months, so it's an introduction, so it's giving an opportunity for young people who are interested in moving into that sector to undertake a program which will give them, you know, we talk about VR being an immersive technology, which it really is, and the people that I've been working with have done a fantastic job, and the modules itself, which will be linked to it, are all based on what they'd be doing as a job in the centre.
So I just want to grasp it. So does is this an intro? Like, do you do this first and then do the Cert 3, or is it all just part of Cert 3?
No, it's an introduction to Cert 3. So at the end of the day, it's not that they will get a job, but it'll give them an opportunity to have an understanding about what they're in for. Yep. So they're going to go into a centre, which is what the issues have been when they've done their work placement, and that's where the high attrition rates come, because they've got to that point where they go, oh my God, here I've got to deal with babies and young children and parents and everything else that goes with it. With these virtual reality modules that we've produced, they actually relate back to those particular areas.
And so they might not have been quite as prepared as they mentally or whatever to take the job on.
Correct, yes. So we're focusing very strongly on, at the end of the program, as an example, that they'll make an informed decision on whether they want to move into the Certificate 3. Okay. And it'll give them all the grounding that's required.
I've just got to take a quick break and we'll be back with more. listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 21 minutes past 12 and we've hit the top for the day, 13 degrees, so it's probably all downhill from here on in. But anyway, I'm talking to Rob and Helen from Cirre, and we should mention Cirre is C-I-R-E, and the reason why we keep mentioning that towards the end of nearly 1 o'clock, Helen or Rob will give you the contact details for them. And so when they're talking about Cirre, just remember to write it down as C-I-R-E. Now, Rob, you've done a whole lot of work preparing this program. When's the actual pilot become available, or is it available now, or how far down the track are we?
Well, the development of the actual qualifications has been completed, but we've got to develop the materials because there's some new, what they call, units of competency, which yep. make up a qualification. So they're in the development stage. I'm expecting they'll be ready end of July, early August. And then what we're looking at in the meantime, though, is there's certainly some units that have been developed as part of the qualification, yep. and we're going to run some pilots commencing probably mid-July, just a short program to start with, and that'll do some validation for us around yep. the content and making sure that the virtual reality modules that are linked to the qualification and the robot babies yep. are basically in sync with each other. So that's happening, hopefully in July.
And that'll be at Cirre?
Yes, that'll be at Cirre, and we'll have that on the website by the end of the week, we hope. Or early next week, so people can go on the site to then put in their expression of interest.
I just want to clarify this a bit, pardon me. So when this pilot runs, are you expecting people, can they just go on and do that pilot, which is what you're talking about now, or when the pilot runs, is it part of the whole Cert 3? Like, whoever takes that on has to go right through to the end?
Well, the original pilots, as I said, is going to just be a short program.
Yeah, but standalone. I guess that's what I'm trying to get.
Yes, yep. yeah. So that'll be standalone, yep. and that's just to give us a bit of an introduction to making sure that everything's working.
Yep.
Then when the course materials are developed, then we'll be running a full pilot program, which will be about 12 to 14 weeks, and that'll probably commence late August, early September, and then go through to Christmas time.
Yep.
That information we'll be putting on the website once we've got the schedule.
And I guess, like all these things, you mentioned earlier that the state government, or I presume it's state, it could be federal, I don't know, don't care much, do they have to sign off on it, or are they signing off the whole program as you're doing it?
They basically do sign off on the whole program, but part yep. of that has been the accreditation of the actual qualification, because it's a certificate too.
Yep.
That then, once it's completed and all the materials are developed, will then go on to, well, it's currently on what they call training.gov.au,
yep.
But it'll be made available because the state government's paid for it.
Yep.
Then it'll be an opportunity for any RTO that wants to put it on there.
What's RTO called RTO is
Registered Training Organisation.
It's just, we talk in acronyms,
yes,
but not all our audience understands them at times.
Yep. Yeah, so as a registered training organisation, they can then go and put on what's called their scope of registration, and then they have the opportunity to deliver it. But the parts of that program are also, because we've developed the virtual reality modules, they'll have access to that. The robot babies is a different, I suppose, kettle of fish, because they'll have to purchase those themselves. Plus, they'll have to purchase the virtual reality headsets.
When you are doing this and you're talking about these robot babies, how many can the course take at a time? Because, I mean, you can't just buy endless babies.
Well, we've got 10. We've purchased 10 because yep. we're expecting to run the programs with at least 10.
Yep.
And the robot babies are then individually linked to the student, and then they go through.
I'm just intrigued about that. Shall we just explore that just a little bit? That you say they're linked to the student. In what way? Like, it's obviously computerised, but what's the difference between if you were doing it and I was doing it? How would the robot babies be a bit different?
Well, it's their programmable. So each of the babies have their identification code.
Yep.
And then the student has a wristband, which yep. is linked to the baby.
Yeah, so but what would be the difference between the baby you'd have to, say, maybe the baby I'd have or Helen would have?
It's actually the wristband. So it's the linkage between the robot baby and the individual.
Yeah.
So their band, though, will only link to that particular baby. So it can't be anybody else's.
No. But what would be the difference between my wristband and Helen's wristband and your wristband? What would the babies do different is what I'm trying to get at.
It depends on... We can program each of those babies individually to do a range of things. Like they can cough, they can burp, they can...
That's what I was trying to get at. Right.
Okay. Right. So, yeah. So, I mean, initially we'd expect that they'll all be doing the same thing, but you can individualise them. And they can start at a certain time, they can finish at a certain time, they can come on and they can come off. And with the robot babies, once it's identified to the student, they've got to work out, because the baby's crying, what have they got to do? Do they have to cuddle it? Do they have to change its nappy?
Right.
Do they have to do all those sorts of things which are part of the program?
Yeah. And if the person who's running the program thinks that I'm not very good at cuddling, or I'm not very good at doing X, so then it can be programmed to do more of that than say yours.
It can, yes.
Yep.
Yeah, that's sort of individualised. And actually produces a report at the end of the duration of the actual simulation as well, so it can tell us whether the baby's been traumatised or whether you've changed...
And how big are these babies?
About the same size as a normal baby, and they're about that weight too. They're probably maybe a six-month-old. So they're not little.
Yeah.
They're
computerised.
Yes.
Unbelievable what they're going... All right, we'll take another quick break and we're going to come back and talk to Helen.
Leave me be.
Trevor, we've got a song coming up in the next bracket or the next break that you like, and it's Brian Davies with 10-pin bowling. I hadn't heard of that until just a little while ago. But anyway, we'll give that a fly for you, Trevor. Now, Helen, you've had it easy. You've sat there and watched Rob and I talk away. We want to talk to you now. We want to talk about the winter market for a start off, because you have two markets here, don't you?
We do, and we have our winter market coming up on the Sunday, the 21st of July, at the Churnside Park Community Park Centre. So that's on Kimberley Drive in Churnside. It's a lovely way of people coming out on probably a period when we all tend to want to stay in our nice, warm, comfortable homes.
Hibernate,
thank you. There's handcrafted gifts there, there's local produce, there'll be food trucks and lots of fun for the kids.
And your own food truck?
Probably not our own food truck, unfortunately. We've got a few little repairs happening on
But
we will have something there for the community in terms of coffees and probably some toasties, I think. We're working through that at the moment.
Sounds good. So that's on the 21st of July from when to when? Do you know what time?
From 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Yeah.
We'd love to see people down there. It's a great day out for families and an affordable day as well. So it won't cost mum and dad a lot of money to get their kids out into the open air. Probably the next one, just to put on people's radar, is our trivia night. It's a fundraiser that we have in August. So it'd be encouraging people to get or round up their friends for a great night out. And it also allows us to raise money to support the ongoing range of programs and events that we have for our community.
What was the day of the trivia night again, please?
So 17th of August, it's from 7 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. and it's at the St. Patrick's Community Centre in Lilydale. So very central for our friends in the Yarra Rangers.
Sounds terrific. So the 21st of July, always some good coffee and all that for the winter market. And then on the 17th of August, inside a trivia night.
That's right, yes.
Can't do much better than that. And you've also got some community lunches coming up.
We do. We have monthly community lunches. And again, it's a lovely program, and the trivia night goes to support the ongoing supply of these lunches to the community. So we have Churnside Park on the 4th of July and Yarra Junction on the 5th of July. Certainly the one in this month was a fantastic chicken casserole.
That's
with
right.
The best ever mashed potato. And I've heard of people who go along there that don't generally eat the meal who have gone back for seconds. So it's a lovely way of bringing people together from the community, and it's a real joy to be there.
So people would have to RSVP for that, wouldn't they?
It would be great.
Because the 4th of July is not all that far away.
It's not. That will be next week. That'll be next Thursday week. And the 5th of July will be Friday week. So if you're looking for something to do, come down. The meals are made with a great deal of love in them, and it's a lovely way to meet different people.
So how do they RSVP? Up to Siri or...?
Yep. Go on the website, which is siri.org.au. Key in community lunches, and we'd love to have your RSVP.
No worries. And if you didn't get that written down, we'll... Helen or Rob will give you all the details, phone numbers and all that, at about 5 to 1. So sounds like a terrific idea. Look, we'll just take another quick break and I'll be back to talk to Rob a bit more about this training.
Baby.
thanks for Trevor for bringing that up. That was Brian Davies and 10-pin bowling. I wonder how many people used to go 10-pin bowling. I did when I was young, and yeah, well, I wasn't much good at it. But anyway, I only went there because a whole lot of girls went there. But anyway, you're listening to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 21 minutes to one. And we've hit the top for the day, 13 degrees. We might even get up a bit higher. Rob, just one thing before we do wind up talking about this training program and early childhood, I guess pretty well, from what I understand, that if anybody does the course and they're any good at it, they're going to get a job. There are that many jobs around, aren't there?
Yes. Look, the qualification itself is not specifically for getting a job, but what it's doing is giving them an opportunity to have an understanding about what's required for them to then go on and do the Certificate 3. The Certificate 3 is seen as the benchmark into moving into the Early Childhood Centre. So the qualification is really around giving them an insight into what they're going to be in for if they go on to the Certificate 3.
Yeah, but well, I guess what I really meant was not just that little program. What I meant was if anybody that completes Cert 3 can just about be guaranteed a job. There are jobs everywhere from what I hear in early childhood.
That's correct, yes. Yeah, and that's one of the reasons why this qualification was put together, was to try and grow that pool of educators that will be working in the early childhood sector.
Yeah,
it just seems... So they undertake the qualification, the Cert 2, and then move on to the Cert 3.
It just seems to be that from different people I interview, and that they're all saying, oh, we need more and more and more, we just can't cope with enough. And a few of them are getting older and going out the other end and all the sorts of things. Now, you work on another project too about tourism. Tell us a bit about that, please, Rob.
Yes. Yeah, I was asked to assist with this project because I've been doing the other one, of course. Yep. But this, the tourism one, is really around getting an insight into potential for employment. So we've developed a very small program around things like RSA, barista basics, but then a couple of other units of competency that they can use out of the tourism qualification. And we've been putting that together, and we're running some more pilots on that July, August. And that will go for about 5 weeks, and it'll be 2 days per week. So it gives an opportunity for people to be able to attend. Yep. And at the end of it, the expectation is that they're given an opportunity to be able to be placed into work. So we're providing other things like resume writing and interview skills, et cetera. So that,
it's not just the training on the actual being a barista and that, it's also helping them get the job, so to speak, by writing their the stuff they need.
Correct, yeah. So they've got that bit of a qualification as an introduction into tourism, but then helping them with resume writing and interview techniques, and the discussion's been around using FICE, which is Siri there in Lilydale, and first, be able to use that.
We shouldn't say FICE. It's FICE. First impression.
First impression.
Clothing.
Exchange. That's right.
I'm a terrific supporter of that. I think that's an absolutely terrific program. And the other thing is too, like, we can kid ourselves that the best person gets a job, but very often it's the impression they give when they walk in the door, particularly with a lady, if she's well dressed. I don't care what anyone says, and it shouldn't happen, but they've still got an advantage over the person who can't afford to get dressed up. And also the resume, if yours stands out, you've got a lot better chance. It shouldn't happen, but I guarantee it does.
Yeah, you're quite right. So what we're trying to do is give them an opportunity as a first step into employment, and they've got the skills that'll be needed, and they also will feel confident in the fact that they've got a resume, they've done some interviewing techniques, and then they can face the employer and hopefully get employed. And look at that from a sustainability point of view.
And one of the things too, I've travelled around the state a bit and around Melbourne. Anything to do with hospitality, such as baristas, working in the actual cafes, restaurants, and all, nearly everybody's got a sign up wanting staff. It's not something where you'd get trained and then think, oh, I hope I can get a job. There are heaps of jobs out there in that sector.
Yeah, so if you think about the growth that's happening in the Yarra Ranges area, the Yarra Valley itself, is then there's many opportunities for front of house, back of house, baristas, and the list goes on. So we want to make sure that we can provide that opportunity to young people, but people returning to work. There's a whole cohort of different types of people that are looking for positions. Yep. And so if we can give them a step in the right direction, well, then that's what we're trying to do.
And I guess sometimes they're taking the year off before they start uni, some of the young people, and it's a great way to get into tourism for a year and then head off to do what else they want to do as well.
Yes, definitely, yeah.
Helen, I think you want to say something.
I do, because I think this is a critical initiative for the Yarra Ranges, particularly in the upper Yarra and Yarra Valleys, if you like. The visitation that's coming this way, and I'm not sure if you've spoken with Yarra Ranges Tourism, but there will be a doubling of visitors. So to keep our keep businesses operating successfully and provide those employment opportunities, to get the appropriate training in place for the young people or the people returning to work, is going to be essential.
And one of the things is, it's no good having something that just turns young people out or older people, whatever, without it's no good you having one sort of qualification if the employer wants another. Somewhere along the line, Siri obviously matches the two up, and that's what it has to be, isn't it? It's no good turning out people that haven't got the qualifications that industry want and then say, oh, gee, no one can get a job.
Mm. No, that's right. Part of what we're doing with the project is basically we're going to be looking at profiling the potential employer and profiling the potential employee, and then have a look at what skills and knowledge that they have and experience and expertise, and then match them up, and hopefully we'll get a good outcome.
Good way to be. All right, got to take one quick break. Now, get your papers and pencils together, because apart from what, well, we'll still talk to them for a few more minutes, but I'm sure one of them, I think Helen's already worked on it, they'll give you some phone numbers. The phones are answered 5 days a week, so it's not as though you've got to ring up and leave an answer and hope someone will ring you back, and she'll tell you all the web pages and all that. So we'll be back in just a jiff.
Yarra Valley FM acknowledges the traditional owners, the Wurundjeri people, as the custodians of this land we broadcast from. We pay respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
listening to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 10 minutes to 1, 13 degrees. And I'll tell you more about the weather straight after 1 o'clock news. And straight after 1 o'clock news, we'll have Cindy McLeish in, our local MP, and she'll be telling us what's going on in the area and what has been going on in the area and what's going to go on in the area. And then between 2 and 3, we'll have Yarra Valley Water in, and opportunity for a lot of people who are missing out on concessions that should be getting those concessions. We'll find out about that. And also, if you're involved with a group, let's have a listen, because I know there are some grants coming up that are available. But we're talking to Siri. Now, first of all, Helen, this time of the year, people need to start thinking about schools for next year. It's, you know, we say it's 6 months away. It's only 5 months away when you take out December. So people really need to start to think about what they're going to do next year for schooling, don't they?
They certainly do, Alan. And, you know, we know that the weeks are flying by, so the end of the year will be here before we know it. So if I was to look at the schools, just by way of some information, we've had an upgrade to the early childhood and education care with new school spaces going to be available soon. We are taking enrolments for years 5 and 6 at Yarra Junction at the moment for anyone who's interested. So
and,
again,
and
now's
that's
the time.
Expanded now, hasn't it? Because they've got early childhood down the front now,
which is quite remarkable.
Yep.
We've got our Yarra Junction senior students at the moment off for camp in Anglesey just before the school holidays. So I'm sure they'll be ready.
To go.
Nice and cool down there, I'm sure. And look, it's really lovely to see that our education program is being acknowledged as leading in the field of alternative education. So we had the schools present at a full house conference in Brisbane last week. And
there
was a lot of interest in terms of our programs and our approach with our students. Just touching on, you mentioned the Yarra Junction new Early Years Learning Centre that's opened, and it is truly a remarkable centre. So it's a state-of-the-art learning service, and the hub has consulting rooms and meeting rooms for hire.
Which is a great idea.
It is. So
do you know if they've got any consulting people in there yet, or is it still early days?
It's early days, but we are very close, if not already in the centre.
Yep.
Just by way of some background for those out there, Siri was lucky to receive a grant to fund the new centre. So that was through the Victorian School Building Authority to support that asset. And I suppose a new and higher-end learning centre for our community. It's all part of the government's or the Victoria's commitment in terms of making Victoria the education state. So it's lovely to see that investment locally for our people. We know the children are really enjoying the new learning spaces, but
and
also the outdoor.
That's allowed for a few more people to get involved at the school too, isn't it?
It is. Yep. It is. So if you are looking for spaces in early learning for your early years learning, I beg your pardon, we are taking enrolments for Yarra Junction, and you're able to book a tour. So we would encourage anyone to pick that up.
Yep.
Similarly with our Mount Evelyn service, we've just had a refurbishment of the floor and building of a deck from the kindergarten room out to the outdoor area. So it's really enhanced that indoor-outdoor
And that's a new school to Siri, isn't it, this year?
The Mount Evelyn Early Learning Centre is not, but we've done the development of the decking out there. It's a lovely, it's a really beautiful space at Mount Evelyn as well, different from Yarra Junction.
Yep.
But it's got a lovely intimacy to it. So again, I'd encourage to come to the open evening on Wednesday. Oh, are we Wednesday today? Yes.
Yep.
So this evening.
It's this evening, is it? Well, they'd better get their skates on, haven't they?
I've had 6:30 to 7:30 to have a look around and meet the educators. And finally, the 3 and 4 year old kinder in Seshal Kinders at our Churnside Park service is free. And kindergarten in long day care attracts a kinder subsidy of $2,050 per year for those who might be interested in accessing that. That's also available at the Mount Evelyn and Yarra Junction service as well.
Sounds great. Now, how are we going to find out more about Siri?
So, for Siri, we'll make it very easy for people.
C-I-R-E.
That's it. So, we'll start with the website.
Yep.
So, siri.org.au, so C-I-R-E.org.au is where you'll get information on all the Siri services.
Yep.
You'll be able to go directly into the training programs, community hubs, whatever programs might be at our hubs, and also into the schools and early learning services. If you are looking for us, you may also find us on Facebook and Instagram. So connect with us and you will get the posts.
And Facebook would have links to other areas of... to other areas of Siri, wouldn't it?
It will. Yep. So if you go to Siri Services, look Siri Services up in particular, that will be, I would suggest, your starting point. Yep. There is certainly pages for FICE, F-I-C, that we've talked about. So if anyone who's particularly interested in that, equally with the early learning centres and I believe the schools.
Yep.
But Siri, as the major... link would be the place to start, I would suggest.
And you also have a phone number, though.
We do. So I hope you've got your pens ready. It's 1300 835 235. So again, 1300 835 235.
Right, and it's look it up. And apart, we haven't discussed some other training. I know Rob's here specifically to talk about, well, mainly about the early learning, but also a bit about tourism. But there's heaps of other training programs that Siri run. I know they run the RSA, they run a first aid course. So there's plenty of other opportunities for training. So even if you don't want to take up a 3 months training period, you may. I went and did the RSA. We did it one night. It's about 4 hours. Well worth doing. I know the first aid were there the same night we were, so I'm not sure what all the other training is, but there's plenty of opportunity available for community training, isn't there?
There is a great deal, and we'd encourage anyone who's looking for training to have a look at the website or make a call to us, and we'll talk you through the opportunities. If you've got you need some extra supports, we've got the pre-accredited programs that will help support you with your numeracy and literacy to get you on the pathway into training. I'd also invite industry who might be wanting targeted training to have a conversation with us, and we can certainly look to support targeted programs into your particular business.
Sounds good. So that's 1300 835 235. If you'd like to ring, 1300 835 235. And I know you don't just leave a message during normal working hours, Monday to Friday. Somebody will take your call. And, of course, the other thing, too, that we just should mention, because we're fast running out of time, the winter market is on the 21st of July between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. And also this trivia night on the 17th of August. And where was the trivia night again, please, Helen?
Oh, my goodness.
Quarter without a glass.
Testing my... Yes, I haven't got my glasses on. That is no good. Hang on. Trivia nights at St. Patrick's Community Centre in Lilydale.
And, of course, the they'll fast come up. That's only on the 17th of August. But, of course, the winter market, the 21st of July. So we're only probably be talking 3.5 weeks away, something like that. It'll be there. Look, Rob and Helen, thank you for coming. Unfortunately, the 1 o'clock news is banging on the door, and I've got to take off. But thank you for coming, and I hope that Rob would love to hear that this training has been a real success. It's all accredited, and away it goes.
Oh, thanks very much for the time.
All right, I got to go. Thanks very much, Helen and Rob.
Thank you.